Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman, remembered by Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Bava Basra, Daf Vav, the first Perek HaShutafim. This Perek has been generously sponsored with Zeich Nishmas Avram Ben Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah, and as a schus, for Rufua Shlema, for Alter Ben Sion Wolf, Ben Sipora. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara discusses cases where one has an established right in his neighbor's property. Rashi explains that these rights are established immediately when using his neighbor's property in his presence, and the neighbor doesn't protest, proving that he bought or received this right. Rav Nachman said, a chazik lahurde, one who established the right to place thin beams on his neighbor's wall, lachazik l'kshure, has not automatically established the right to place thick beams there, since the neighbor may not have allowed this, but if he established the right for thick beams, he certainly placed thin beams. Rav Yosef holds that even a right for thin beams automatically establishes a right to place thick beams. Rav Nachman said, if one established the right to allow rainwater to drip from along the length of his roof onto his neighbor's property, he has automatically established the right to attach a gutter to guide the water to pour in one spot, which is preferable to the neighbor's since the harm is limited to one spot. An established right to allow pouring onto a neighbor's property is not sufficient to allow dripping, but Rav Yosef says it is. Another version of this Malchokas is recorded. Point number two, Ravina said, Hai Kashur de Metalalta, regarding this beam built for shade, which is resting on a neighbor's wall. Atlasim Yomi will have a chazaka. For up to 30 days that it remains there and the neighbor does not object, it does not establish a right to continue doing so. But if it remains there longer than 30 days, it establishes a right for him to rest beams there. The sukkah de mitzvahi. But if the structure is a sukkah built for the mitzvah of sukkahs, then it does not establish a chazaka if it remains there for the 7 days of sukkahs. If it remains longer, it establishes a chazaka to leave it there. Since common practice in those times was to leave a sukkah standing year-round, the owner's silence beyond sukkahs indicates that he allowed him to keep it there. Ravina concludes, v'chavri betina, but if he attached the beam to the neighbor's wall with cement, alter havi chazaka, it established a chazaka immediately, since the neighbor would not have otherwise allowed a permanent attachment. And point number three, Abai said regarding two houses facing each other across Rishus Rabim, Zos Makal Chasigago, this homeowner, must make a fence 4 amos tall along half his roof, as does the other owner on the other half of his own roof, Umadif, and each must extend his fence to go slightly past the halfway mark so that neither can gaze directly onto his neighbor's roof. Abai discussed the Rishus Rabim between the houses because one might have thought that an owner can refuse to build a fence, arguing that his counterpart cannot use his rooftop for private activities anyway, since he is in view of the Rishus Rabim. Abai taught that this is not so because the other can respond, Rabim b'yamama chazili, the public can see me during the day, b'laila chazili, but at night, when they're home, they do not see me, and I could have done private activities then. But you can see me at night as well, preventing my use of the rooftop. Additionally, the public only sees him when he's standing, and only if they intentionally try to look onto his roof, but his neighbor can see him even when he's sitting and even without trying to gaze at him. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara discusses cases where one has an established right in his neighbor's property. Rashi explains that these rights are established immediately when using his neighbor's property in his presence, and the neighbor doesn't protest, proving that he bought or received this right. Rav Nachman said, a chazik lahurde, one who established the right to place thin beams on his neighbor's wall, lachazik l'kshure, has not automatically established the right to place thick beams there, since the neighbor may not have allowed this, but if he established the right for thick beams, he certainly placed thin beams. Rav Yosef holds that even a right for thin beams automatically establishes a right to place thick beams. Rav Nachman said, if one established the right to allow rainwater to drip from along the length of his roof onto his neighbor's property, he has automatically established the right to attach a gutter to guide the water to pour in one spot, which is preferable to the neighbor's since the harm is limited to one spot. An established right to allow pouring onto a neighbor's property is not sufficient to allow dripping, but Rav Yosef says it is. Another version of this Malchokas is recorded. Point number two, Ravina said, Hai Kashur de Metalalta, regarding this beam built for shade, which is resting on a neighbor's wall. Atlasim Yomi will have a chazaka. For up to 30 days that it remains there and the neighbor does not object, it does not establish a right to continue doing so. But if it remains there longer than 30 days, it establishes a right for him to rest beams there. The sukkah de mitzvahi. But if the structure is a sukkah built for the mitzvah of sukkahs, then it does not establish a chazaka if it remains there for the 7 days of sukkahs. If it remains longer, it establishes a chazaka to leave it there. Since common practice in those times was to leave a sukkah standing year-round, the owner's silence beyond sukkahs indicates that he allowed him to keep it there. Ravina concludes, v'chavri betina, but if he attached the beam to the neighbor's wall with cement, alter havi chazaka, it established a chazaka immediately, since the neighbor would not have otherwise allowed a permanent attachment. And point number three, Abai said regarding two houses facing each other across Rishus Rabim, Zos Makal Chasi Gago, this homeowner must make a fence four amos tall along half his roof, as does the other owner on the other half of his own roof, Umadif, and each must extend his fence to go slightly past the halfway mark so that neither can gaze directly onto his neighbor's roof. Abai discussed the Rishus Rabim between the houses because one might have thought that an owner can refuse to build a fence, arguing that his counterpart cannot use his rooftop for private activities anyway, since he is in view of the Rishus Rabim. Abai taught that this is not so because the other can respond, Rabim b'yamam u'chazili, the public can see me during the day, b'layla u'chazili, but at night, when they're home, they do not see me, and I could have done private activities then. But you can see me at night as well, preventing my use of the rooftop. Additionally, the public only sees him when he's standing, and only if they intentionally try to look onto his roof. But his neighbor can see him even when he's sitting, and even without trying to gaze at him. All right, so now we go to Siman Dav Vav, and our standard Siman is a sword, because a Vav is straight like a sword. So here goes. The avid sword collector who placed his thin swords against his neighbor's wall, because he had a chazaka to do so, since his neighbor didn't mind when he placed large swords there, and left a number of swords on the neighbor's wall to use for shade for 30 days, giving him a chazaka to keep them there, was busy making a fence of swords across half his roof, while his neighbor across the street was making a fence on the other half of his. Once again, in slow motion. The avid sword collector, that must be more in Dav Vav. The avid sword collector who placed his thin swords against his neighbor's wall because he had a chazaka to do so, since his neighbor didn't mind when he placed large swords there, which reminds us the Gemara discusses cases where one has an established right in his neighbor's property. Rashi explains that these rights are established immediately when using his neighbor's property in his presence and the neighbor doesn't protest, proving that he bought or received this right. Rav Nachman said one who established the right to place thin beams on his neighbor's wall has not automatically established the right to place thick beams there, since the neighbor may not have allowed this, but if he established the right for thick beams, he certainly may place thin beams. Rav Yosef holds that even a right for thin beams automatically establishes a right to place thick beams. So, the avid sword collector who places thin swords against his neighbor's wall, because he had a chazaka to do so, since his neighbor didn't mind when he placed large swords there, and left a number of swords on the neighbor's wall to use for shade for 30 days, giving him a chazaka to keep them there, which reminds us, Ravina said, regarding this beam built for shade, which is resting on a neighbor's wall, Atlasim Yomin will have a chazaka up to 30 days that it remains there, and the neighbor doesn't object, it does not establish a right to continue doing so. But if it remains there longer than 30 days, it establishes a right for him to rest beams there. So the avid sword collector who places thin swords against his neighbor's wall because he had a chazaka to do so, since his neighbor didn't mind when he placed large swords there and left a number of swords on the neighbor's wall to use for shade for 30 days, giving him a chazaka to keep them there, was busy making a fence of swords across half his roof while his neighbor across the street was making a fence on the other half of his, which reminds us, Abai said regarding two houses facing each other across Rishus Rabim, this homeowner must make a fence four amos tall along half his roof, as does the other owner on the other half of his own roof, Umadif, and each one must extend his fence to go slightly past the halfway mark so that neither can gaze directly onto his neighbor's roof. So once again, the avid sword collector who places thin swords against his neighbor's wall because he had a chazaka to do so, since his neighbor didn't mind when he placed large swords there and left a number of swords on the neighbor's wall to use for shade for 30 days, giving him a chazaka to keep them there, was busy making a fence of swords across half of his roof while his neighbor across the street was making a fence on the other half of his. All right, so now it's time for four blabak chazara. Daf base. So the siman daf base is a bais, a house. So here goes. The owner won the house's house. That must run daf base, bais, house. The owner of one of the houses in a chatzur was thrilled when the owner of the other house agreed to divide the chatzur, which reminds us, the opening mission states, Ashutafim shiratzu lasos mechitzu b'chatzur, partners who agreed to make a partition in a courtyard they previously owned jointly, bonus a kosel b'emsa, build the wall in the center with half the wall on each partner's land. So the owner of one of the houses in a chatzur was thrilled when the owner of the other house agreed to divide the chatzur, was shocked when the second owner started to mark the border with mere wooden pegs because he held that Hezek Ria, Rav Shmei Hezek, which reminds us. The Gemara analyzes the first clause of the mission and explains, my mechitza, what is the mechitza the partners agreed to make? Guda, a wall. This usage is demonstrated from a Mishnah. This implies that they are only required to build a wall if they agreed to do so. But if one partner wants to mark the border with wooden pegs, he's not compelled to build a wall. Alma Hezek Real Lashmi Hezek. We see from here that visual damage by seeing a neighbor's private activities is not considered damage, so he's not required to avoid it. The Gemara asks that perhaps the word mechitza here means pluksa, a division, meaning that by merely agreeing to divide the property, each party must contribute towards building a wall, because Hezekria is considered damage. So the owner of one of the houses in a chatzur, who was thrilled when the owner of the other house agreed to divide the chatzur, was shocked when the second owner started to mark the border with mere wooden pegs, because he held that Hezekria loves Shmei Hezek, and explained that the wall their neighbors built between their gardens was lest a neighbor harms it with Ayin Hara, which reminds us, the Gemara asks a series of questions challenging the assertion that Hezekria is not considered Hezek, and concludes with five exceptions where a wall must be built, one of them being a gina, a garden requires a wall, because Rav forbids standing by someone's field which contains a standing crop, lest he harm it with Ayin Hara. Daf Gimel, so the similar Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. When the partners of the camel rental business, camel, that must be on Daf Gimel, gamal. When the partners of the camel rental business divided their lot, making a kinyan chazaka for the respective sides so they couldn't retract, which reminds us, Ravasi explained in the Gemara's second version that the partners divided a property, k'she'im ba din chaluka, which was not subject to legal division, means it was too small for either to demand a division, but they agreed to do so. The Gemara asks, but let them retract since a mere verbal agreement to divide the chatzar is not binding. Ravashi said the cases where this one went into his half of the chatzar and performed a kinyan chazaka, and this one went into his half and performed a kinyan chazaka. So, when the partners of the camel rental business divided their lot, making a kinyan chazaka for the respective sides so they couldn't retract, they considered building a wall like the Amatraksin in the first base of Mikdash, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that a wall of gazis, plain stones, which is 4 amos tall, must be 5 tefachim wide. The Gemara wonders if this is the necessary ratio, because the Amatraksin, the wall separating the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kadashim in the first base of Mikdash, was 30 amos high, but only 6 tefachim wide. The Gemara answers that the extra tefach was enough to support a much higher wall. So, when the partners of the camel rental business divided their lot, making a kinyan chazak for the respective sides so they couldn't retract, they considered building a wall like the Amatraksin in the first base of Mikdash, but were told the materials were needed to rebuild the camel driver's shul next door, which was being demolished and rebuilt due to the cracks seen in the building, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, Lolister inish be kanishna, a person may not demolish a shul, adabani be kanishna achariti, until he has built another shul to replace it. Some say this is because of pshia, negligence, that a new shul may not be built, and some explain it's because of tsluye, a place for davening in the interim. The Gemara qualifies Rav Chisda's law, chazibat yua, if they see cracks in it and it may collapse, they may demolish it and then build another. Daf dalet, so the simmer daf dalet is a delet, a door. So here goes. The door maker, that must be on daf dalet, delet, door. The door maker delivering an ornate door for a temple, ordered by a slave turned king at the advice of a sole remaining rabbi, which reminds us, after Herod's murderous rise to power from slavery, Herod killed all the rabbis because he disqualified a slave from being king. He spared Baba Ben Vuta to seek his advice, but blinded him. After attempting to trick Baba into cursing him and finding that he would not, he regretted having killed the rabbis and asked Baba how he could achieve atonement. Baba told him, Hu Akiba Or Sha'olam, he extinguished the light of the world by killing the Talmud Chachamim, since Torah is compared to light. Yelch V'yasuk Bo Or Sha'olam, he should go and occupy himself with restoring the light of the world by rebuilding the base of Mikdash, which is also compared to light. So the door maker delivering an ornate door for a temple, ordered by a slave turned king at the advice of a sole remaining rabbi, who was allowed to advise him because if the king won't build it, no one will. Which reminds us, the Gemara wonders how Baba Ben Vuta could provide advice to Herod to help him attain forgiveness, since Daniel was punished for helping Nebuchadnezzar. Two answers are given. Number one, Shani Avdet the Yechayiv Mitzvahs, a slave like Herod is different since he is subject to some mitzvahs and so may be assisted in attaining forgiveness. And number two, Shani Beis HaMikdash, rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash is different, Dila Malchus Lamisbene, because without the king undertaking the project, it would not be built. So the door maker delivering an ornate door for a temple, ordered by a slave turned king at the advice of a sole remaining rabbi, who was allowed to advise him because if the king won't build it, no one will, got a call from a man who wanted to order a door for a fence he just put in, after his neighbor who surrounded him had already fenced in 3 sides. Which reminds the next Mishnah states, if one surrounds his friend's field on 3 of its sides and fence those 3 sides, the inner neighbor is exempt from paying. Rabbi Yossi says, Im amad v'gadar suraviz, if he, the inner neighbor, arose and fenced the 4th side, magalgal nilav is a kol, we place on him the obligation to contribute to all the fences. Daf hey, so the simmer daf hey is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The man who was believed when he said he paid his fair share in rebuilding the wall that collapsed in a shared courtyard up to Dalet Amos high, using bricks made of ground hay, that must be on daf hay. The man who was believed when he said he paid his fair share in rebuilding the wall that collapsed in a shared courtyard up to Dalet Amos High using bricks made of ground hay, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Kotso Chaser Shanafel, if a courtyard between neighbors fell, Mechavi Noso Liv Noso Ad Arba Amos, we obligate each one to build it up to a height of Dalet Amos, which is sufficient to block them from seeing into the other's Chaser. Becheska Shanasan Ad Shiyabi Rai Shonas, after it's built, each neighbor is presumed to have contributed to the wall until the other brings proof that he did not contribute. Since it's well known that each must contribute, we assume that neither would have built it alone. So the man who was believed when he paid his fair share in rebuilding the wall that collapsed in a shared courtyard up to Dalet Amos High using bricks made of ground hay was not believed when he told his creditor on the due date of his loan that he paid before the loan was due, since it's a chazaka people don't pay debts early, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says, Hakoveh Zman Chaverov, one sets a time for his friend to repay his loan, and when the due date arrives, the borrower claims he paid before it was due, he's not believed. If only people would at least pay on time. The Gemara later explains that he holds it's a chazaka that person does not pay a debt before its required time. Abai and Rava say that a person does occasionally pay debts early because sometimes money becomes available to him. So the man who was believed when he said he paid his fair share in rebuilding the wall that collapsed in a shared courtyard up to Dalet Amos High using bricks made of ground hay was not believed when he told his creditor on the due date of his loan that he paid before the loan was due, since it's a chazaka people don't pay debts early, and was told by a hay salesman passing by that even if he made such a claim after the loan was due, he would not be believed, since b'makom chazaka lo amrina mali lo shaker. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Tavo Lacherzman, if he sued the borrower to pay him after the time it was due, and the borrower, who would have been believed to say he paid on time, instead said, I paid you within my allotted time before it was due, is he believed? Do we apply the logic of, why should I lie and believe the borrower, even in the face of a chazaka, that people do not pay early? Or perhaps we do not apply the logic of, why should I lie in the face of a chazaka, that people do not pay early, since his claim is not credible. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the one answer given as to why the partners cannot retract when they divided a chaser, she'im ba din chaluka, was because each one made a kinyan chazaka on his side, that's on daf gimel. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn five cases where a wall must be built, one of them being in a gina, a garden, to protect it from ayin hara, that's on daf base. Good. Number three, which of them are the one who placed beams as shade on his neighbor's wall does not have a chazaka to do so if they were there for less than 30 days? That's on daf vav. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn about Bava ben Buta advising Herod to rebuild the base of Mikdash? That's on daf dalad. Good. Number five, which of them are the one who has a chazaka to place thick beams next to his neighbor's wall can place thin beams there as well? That's on daf vav. Good. Number six, which daf do you discuss when a partner is believed to say he contributed toward a wall? That's on daf hey. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn about the height of the amitraksin and differences between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni? That's on daf gimel. Good. Number eight, which daf do we have two arguments between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding shoots growing out of a trunk? That's on daf Kufiyotes and Bab Masiyah. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn Reish Lakish holds it's a chazaka that people do not pay their debts before they are due? That's on daf hey. Good. And number ten, which daf do we learn that neighbors living opposite each other by Rishus of Rabbi must each build a fence on their roof on opposite halves so they can't see each other? That's on daf vav. Excellent. That comes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.